Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Hillary Clinton would have been better. Now, I'm not talking about the leftists, because obviously it doesn't matter who's better. It's only whoever they wanted. That's all that counts to them. But for you never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers, what have you, do you think we would be better off today if Hillary were president? Well, for 99% of you out there who are not just truly avowed leftists, that answer is a resounding no. So I don't understand this. I get the fact that maybe he didn't pay his dues, whatever that's supposed to mean in Washington, D.C. I get the fact that he wasn't a politician. I get the fact that he doesn't play by the political rule books. I get the fact that he's not he's not overly political. He's not your idea of what presidential is supposed to be. I don't know what presidential is supposed to be. Barack Obama, please. He's not Bill Clinton. Can somebody say crude? Anybody think Bill Clinton was actually presidential? Honestly. Now, I'm not saying he was as bad a president as Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter. But think about it. Was he presidential, really? No. But in any case. So he doesn't have that political pedigree. Trump doesn't. I get it. But this is what the American people wanted. If you're an American, if you claim to be an American, if you believe in America and what the Constitution stands for, then it's time for you to get over your beef with Donald Trump winning. He didn't win in a vacuum. He had to be voted for by millions of people, which he was. And don't forget, this is a guy that beat out all the so-called wonderful candidates, all 16 or 17 of them, of which all of them you're saying would act more presidential than Trump has been. He beat them all, which means that at least half of the country is sick and tired of the so-called presidential acting candidates that you always foist upon us. We were sick of them. We didn't want them. So it's time for you guys to get over this. Yeah, we get the fact you don't like him. But who cares? Because when it comes right down to it, are you trying to tell me that we would be better off if we had Hillary Clinton? See, this whole thing, well, we'll let him win this time and we'll get him back in 4 years. That doesn't work anymore. And the reason why it doesn't work is because that's pretty much what you said during Barack Obama's first term. And what did we end up with? 8 years of Obama and almost 4 years of another Clinton. So, and by the way, we're not completely out of the woods yet. I know there are some people that laugh that, let her come back in 2020. Let her look. I'm telling you, if she were to run again, don't think that it would be a fait accompli that Donald Trump would run away with this, because the left would go absolutely bazonkers to make sure she won. Look, they already did it to Bernie Sanders, and this time they know where the mistakes were made last time. You know, in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, because in Michigan, where she, I'm going to win there, no big deal. Oh, they won't make that same mistake again. I'm just telling you, they won't concentrate in California because there won't be any need to go out there. But in other states, it's highly possible for leftists in this country to cheat away the election in 2020. If Hillary were to run. So don't think that it's an absolute fait accompli that, we'll get another 4 years of Trump if Hillary runs. Because these people are just way too damn crooked. They're too damn evil. I'm just saying you gotta get over losing this fight or battle in the election to Trump. He's your guy. And your only other choice at the time was Clinton, Hillary. Honestly. So would we be better off with President Hillary Clinton at the helm instead of a President Donald Trump? I can guarantee you wouldn't have there wouldn't have been a summit between a President Hillary Clinton and Chairman Kim Jong-un. And I can guarantee you that there wouldn't be any conversation between, there probably would be some conversation between Putin and Clinton. After all, Secretary of State Clinton was the one that reset hit the reset button with relations with Russia, which allowed Putin to take Crimea with without taking any collateral damage. Think about that. We let Ukraine down, and let Putin take Crimea. Do you think the same thing if it were to be repeated today? Do you think? Do you think President Trump would allow that to stand? I don't. I think it would be a little bit different. But in any case, so you anti-Trumpers, you got to get over it. Honestly. You can disagree with his policies all you want. I don't have an issue with that. Obviously, many of us had issues or disagreements with Barack Obama for 8 years over his policies. That's fine. You can say, I don't like Obama's policies. Well, personally, I just don't think I would like Obama personally. I would not go have a beer with him. He said, hey, Rod, you want to go have a beer with me? No, I don't want to go have a beer with you. Maybe I would once, just to really give him a piece of my mind. But I don't like his policies. I didn't like his policies. That's fine. You can say, I didn't like all of George W. Bush's policies. And I've stated that. You're not going to agree 100%. If you agree with somebody 100%, then, I don't even agree with myself 100% of the time. How the hell am I going to agree with somebody else 100% of the time? But if you agree with somebody 100% of the time, either you're not thinking or you are that person that you're agreeing with. So, obviously, if you agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time, then your name must be Donald J. Trump. Just saying. So you're always going to find, something different or something that you're going to disagree with him on. And that is fine. But just to run around and say, this guy is, he's unpresidential. We can't have him as president. We got to, do everything we can to defeat him. No, that's not the way it works. And understand something. Get rid of this whole notion that it was the Russian collusion and all these. Look, The number of Americans that potentially saw those stupid ads and posts that the Russians supposedly posted on Facebook and Twitter and other social media is minuscule to the number of people that voted for him. Understand that. It didn't. Look, a Facebook ad is not going to change 99.9% of the population's decision on who they're going to vote for. That just happens to be the truth. Because 99.9% of them aren't even going to, you know, the voters aren't even going to see the damn ads anyway. But those that do, they're not going to have their opinions changed. You know, if Americans are that easily swayed, then we're in a lot worse trouble than I thought, honestly. If we are that easily swayed by a single Facebook ad, we can be swayed. Well, people will buy stuff based on that's the. You know how many times a person has to see an advertisement before it even really registers now? Because most of the time people see an ad, you don't even think anything of it until you see it for the ninth time. Then it registers with you, and unless you're in the market for whatever that product or service is being offered right then and there, it's going to take you 7 to 9 times of seeing that ad before it registers with you. So it's in your mind and in your subconscious. So when you want the product or service that the ad is offering, then you're going to think about them. But it's going to be out there. You got to see it 7 to 9 times. That's just the way it, and it's getting worse because, you know, everywhere we go, we get inundated with ads. It doesn't matter where our cell phone doesn't matter, you know, our smartphone, online doesn't, I go to websites, you know, these news websites, and they're always blinking at me. You've got your ad blocker on. Well, yeah, I've got my ad blocker on because if I can go to some sites and they still have ads that still come through, but they're not offensive and invasive ads. So, you know, I'm not going to turn off my ad blocker for you, but there are ads everywhere. And basically what they want to do is just inundate you with a bunch of pop-ups. I can't stand pop-ups. I hate pop-ups. They're a pain in the butt because it keeps you from going where you want to go and getting the information you want to get. I hate pop-ups. Most people do. I mean, I know they're effective, but most people hate them. But again, it's going to take these different ads from various places. You're going to have to see the ad 7 to 9 times. Before it even registers. So, seeing a fake ad from a Russian bot somewhere just once is not going to look. I'm in advertising and marketing. I've been in sales and marketing for most of my adult life. I'm telling you what registers and what works and what doesn't. Seeing an ad for a single moment or a single point in time is not going to affect your thought process one iota. So, again, this whole notion that the Russians did something to influence our... It's a bunch of bullshit. Plain and simple. It just doesn't happen that way. Because the human mind and human brain doesn't register things that way. This is why you can... You know, some people, they say, you know, I'm getting sick of this ad. Well, you're getting sick of the ad now because your brain has registered it and you consciously recognize it. But there are millions of other people out there who have not seen that ad or it has not yet registered. So that's who they're playing the ad for. Not you. You've got it. But for others that haven't seen it, that's who it's being played for. This is why advertising is so repetitive. This is why you see so many of the same ads. You know, well, for instance, like Trivago. Anybody, how many times have people seen a Trivago ad? You've probably lost count, but Trivago is still playing its ads. Why? Two reasons. One, because everybody that it can reach has not reached that level of conscious knowledge of Trivago yet. And two, it is in such a way that it's easily forgotten. that you have to be reminded that it's there. And since your brain has recognized that it's there, now every time you see the ad, you're going to remember it and recognize it. So when you need a hotel, the first thing you're going to think of is what? Trivago. But if they don't advertise it, then one of these other, you know, like Priceline or something is going to come to people's minds because that's going to be the last ad they see. When it comes to stuff like this, it is basically a commodity. It usually goes by, there isn't a whole hell of a lot of brand loyalty. It has a lot to do with what the last commercial that they've seen that has the product or service that they're looking for. Oh, yeah, I just saw the ad of, we need to book a hotel. I just saw the Priceline ad. Let's check out Priceline. But if they just saw the Trivago ad, they'll say, well, let's check out Trivago. That's the way it works. That's why you see these ads all the time. For two reasons. They need to be out there. Because you're not going to think of it. Or you're only going to think of the last thing that you saw. So those very small Russian buys was definitely not going to be able to influence an American voter. It just wasn't possible. So you people out there who are running around thinking about that, you know, the Russians influenced and meddled in our election. That's a bunch of bullshit, folks. I'm telling you right now. You ask any marketing or advertising executive, and they'll tell you, no, that's BS. There was no affecting anybody's mind based on the little advertising they've done. Yeah, that's just the way it is. I find it funny that, you know, we think that, oh, well, the political ad, I mean, everybody just, they believe a political ad the very first time they see it and they remember it forever and ever. No, nobody does. It's just another ad to people. I mean, look at all the, when you see all the placards, you know, especially for the local people, when it comes to those placards, I know most volunteers don't understand why they have to put that, you know, on one person's piece of property, why they're putting down 20 of the same exact same placards. They don't get it. But let me tell you the marketing people that do get it. You've got to plaster places as many as you can with those signs. You know, vote American man for selectman or something. You got to see them all over. Because you're not going to remember who that person is. And believe it or not, most of these places that you know, for especially local seats, there aren't a whole hell of a lot if there are any debates whatsoever. So it is all going to be on name recognition. And so you're going to get into that booth and you're going to, yeah, I remember that name. And I remember them saying something about him, you know, he was for this or not for this. So that's the person. It's all recognition. So if you see a field or somebody's front lawn plastered with 30 of those placards, it's more impressive and more memorable than if they just have one. That's why there's so many of them all over the place. But the problem is that everybody does it. So now it becomes a bunch of noise. And you filter it out. You don't even see. I bet you don't even realize half the time that you filter out a lot of these political little placard poster things on the side of the road. You don't even see them. You do not register them. Your subconscious does, but you filter it out. You don't see it. Well, it's the same thing with ads everywhere else. You filter that stuff out. You do not see it. That's why it has to be in your face constantly. That's why seeing it once or twice, you know, in passing on Facebook or on Twitter is not going to affect your decision one iota. So all you people out there, you've got to get over this crap with the Russians doing this and the Russians did that, and you got to get over the crap the BS that Donald Trump won because you know, and he shouldn't have won because he's unpresidential. He didn't pay his, you know, all that stuff is BS. Now what it comes down to is, do you agree or disagree with his policies? That's all that should matter. When you have, the only thing that you have against Donald Trump is you think that he's uncouth, he's unsophisticated, he's not presidential, then you're a freaking idiot. Because that does not help you or your country. What are his policies all about? Now just remember, Barack Obama was considered to be very presidential. I mean, he dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's as far as how you're supposed to act and look when you're president, and he nearly destroyed this country. So Donald Trump is not acting or looking what you think president. By the way, if you were to go back in time in this country, let me tell you something. You know, reading about our presidents that we've had throughout we've had 45 now, and reading about some of the earlier presidents, those people were by no means would they be construed as being presidential today. No way in hell. Now, this presidential type of atmosphere or air is just a made-up bunch of crap. You know, it's kind of like all the etiquette rules. Yeah, the French just sat down one day and started making up rules in order to make the king look good. This is how you're supposed to act. They just started making up rules. And now, what do we do today? We think, etiquette is it's the most enlightening thing ever. But really, they started doing etiquette by writing the stuff down as it came to their head. Do you know at one point etiquette was you were supposed to lick your fingers after eating? Today that's bad etiquette, right? So what the hell is presidential? You know, what was presidential yesterday is not going to be presidential tomorrow. Who cares? It's all about his policies, and that's where we need to focus. Don't worry about these ever-changing rules of etiquette and what you're supposed to act like. Because, hey, you know, we don't have when was the last time we had a president with a beard? There was a point in time where you really weren't considered to be a real man unless you had a beard. And so we haven't had a president was Taft? Did Taft have a beard and a mustache? I think that's the last time we had a president with facial hair. Ever since FDR, we have not had a president with facial hair. When was the last time we actually, seriously, there was a serious candidate that had facial hair while he was running? I don't think there has been one. I cannot remember one. Because that's the way, you know. Well, I mean, back until JFK, everybody, you know, men wore hats. JFK single-handedly killed wearing hats in this country. He stopped wearing hats. That was actually probably a bad thing. Men in hats you'll see guys, well-dressed men, well-groomed, well-behaved and cultured men still wear hats. I still have a hat. I have a hat. I like wearing it every once in a while. It's a good thing. Nothing wrong. I'm not talking about stocking or knit caps or anything like that either. You know what I'm talking about. Good hats. But in any case... you need to cut this crap out, this anti-Trump crap out. Get on board with the program. Do you like his policies or do you dislike his policies? That's all that should count. If you dislike his policies, why? Give him some pointers, some advice. He might listen, he might not. But you'll never know until you stop saying, well, you're just unpresidential and uncouth, Donald. He doesn't give a rip what you think about him. But the most important thing is his policies. Can you get behind them? Can you support them? If the answer is yes, then shut the hell up about whether or not you think he's presidential. Because you know what? There is no such thing as being presidential.
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call
for integrity.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Here at Tide, we want to revolutionize the taste, texture, and look of your everyday laundry detergent snack. We've mixed three different definitely non-toxic chemicals together in one package of dumb American, well, food. The chemicals work together to give your taste buds a deep cleaning of pure refreshment and whatever else this piece of tastes like. You know, I would prefer some pizza rolls, but I guess everyone else in America is eating these. Just listen to this lady we're about to cut to.
Do you try to make an after-school snack for your kids every day, but you just suck at cooking, or you're broke so you can't buy food? Well, there's a cheap alternative.
Fun fact, Tide Pods prevent cancer.
And once you're done eating that garbage, you just close the lid and put it back in the shelf, even though you're going to take it down again in 0.27 seconds because they're so good.
Tide Pods, I'm loving it.
So what is this this flip out, or this big argument, this big brouhaha between Judge Jenny Pirro and Whoopi Goldberg on The View? First of all, I don't know why anybody goes on The View. If you're on the right side of the political aisle, I don't know why you go on The View. You shouldn't be on The View at all. It's beneath you. Well, Rod, people should go on The View because they've got a large audience. Well, actually, no, they don't. And they're an audience. The audience is mostly made up of a bunch of liberal women who don't work outside of the home. Now, I have to preface that by saying outside, because, you know, women work in the home. You know, even if they're just a quote unquote simple housewife, they're still working at home. But the people and you get a lot of people that they're not a housewife or working at home female, but they're this new breed of I got a story here, by the way. Speaking of new breed of male, there are millennial parents who refuse to label their children as male or female. Yeah, they're raising them as not as a well. They're calling them babies. And they're giving them gender neutral names. Sometimes these are, you know, and these are white people too. They're getting as bad with making up these names as blacks were back in the '80s and nineties. You know, you get names like Shaquisha and Lakanisha. That type of you most likely. Well, I've run into a couple of white girls with those kind of. took me by surprise. Wait. Your name is Laquita? Yeah, you're white. So okay. I'm not kidding. I don't know if she's still in Keene, New Hampshire, but I ran into a Laquita who was white. Was it Laquita? Or Laquisha? Laquita, I think is how it's pronounced. In Keene, New Hampshire. Well, it didn't freak me out. It just sort of shocked the hell out of me. But in any case, well, Rod, that's just racist. It's not racist when the reality is that's what happens. Most people named Chow are not non-Asian. Most people named Chow are Asians. Is that racist to say? No, because that's just the way it is. So when you're looking at Laquitas and Laquishas, most of them are going to be black girls. I'm just sorry to say. They're not going to be Latino, and they're not going to be, well, I mean, there's one of them running around in Keene, New Hampshire that's white. So, but I said most. I didn't say all. So now you got white people, that these white millennials that are naming their kids these so-called made-up gender-neutral names and letting their kids decide. Well, is your kid a boy or a girl? We don't know. They haven't decided yet. I'm not kidding you. Okay, it's pretty easy to tell, you know, parents, pretty either your child has a penis or a vagina. That's usually the first indicator of whether or not they're a boy or a girl. And they think that they're allowing these kids to decide for themselves by letting them dress any way they want to, picking out a 3.5-year-old is going to pick out his own clothes. Seriously? No. And they're not allowing the kids to do gender normal stuff. It's got to be gender neutral stuff until they figure out if they're a boy or a girl. Now, the reality is that most of the time that you get a lot of, they've done these experiments where they've so-called let kids pick whatever they want. This is not the first time. And the funny thing is that girls who are girls tend to want to do girly things. And boys who are boys tend to want to do boy things. And these researchers have been shocked in the past. And we know that whenever you try to force a kid to go against his natural being, you know, we've had doctors, you know, so-called doctors, mental doctors, not in social experimental doctors, I mean, screw up kids. And they became screwed up adults. I think it was a Netflix series. There was a story about identical twin boys. And they did an experiment, and it effed up both those boys. But they took one boy and kept trying to turn him into a girl. He committed suicide. And his twin brother was just so beside himself that within a year he committed suicide. Because he didn't know what the hell was, what he was either. But they tried, oh yeah, he's a girl. And he kept telling the parents, well, your son's really a girl. He thinks he's a girl on the inside, and we're going to turn him into a girl. And they tried doing it. And they twisted him and screwed up his head. So the whole point, no, you got to give structure to kids. Need structure, or else you're going to screw them up. But hey, so we're going to have a bunch of kids that are being raised in these ultra leftist liberal families where they're going to get to choose their gender. You don't get to choose it. That's one of the things that you don't get to choose your family that you're born into, and you don't get to choose your gender. As far as we know, you don't get to choose. I don't know. Maybe God sits up there and says, do you want to be a boy or a girl? And you decide in front of God, okay, I'm going to make your spirit a boy. So there you go. But as far as we know, you don't get to choose the family that you're born into, and you don't get to choose your gender. I mean, you can make a lot of other choices in your life while you're on this planet, but those are two things that you don't get to choose. I mean, what do you get? Oh, I'm not a, you're going to be born into a, last name is Johnson. I'm not a Johnson. I choose not to be a Johnson. Well, you're born as a Johnson. You're a Johnson. Nope. I've decided I'm not a Johnson. I'm a Smith. No, you're a Johnson. Nope, I'm a Smith. Well, I know people say, well, Rod, that's ridiculous. You're right, it is. And so is telling a boy that he's going to be able to choose whether or not he wants to be a boy or a girl. It's just ridiculous. But did you hear, what was it? Is it a basketball star? I just saw this passing by this morning. I caught the headline. Some basketball star, I think a football star. They got upset with him because he kept calling Bruce Jenner Bruce Jenner, even though Bruce Jenner legally changed his name to Caitlyn Jenner about, what, 2 or 3 years ago? Has it been that long now? Three or four? I don't know. In any case, but he kept calling him. I do the same thing, but I do it on purpose, not by accident. Now, this guy probably was doing it on accident because, he was saying Bruce Jenner, the ultimate decathlon, the ultimate male athlete. And now he's a woman? Yeah, it's easy for people to forget, I would suppose. I call him Bruce Jenner still on purpose. Now, I don't know if this person was doing it on purpose or was just, starstruck or what have you and just doing it by accident or not. I don't do it by accident. I call him Bruce on purpose. His name is Caitlin. No, he's still Bruce. Well, he legally changes. Yeah, I get that he legally changed his name. Oh, by the way, it's not he. She changed her name. If you're going to get it correct in correct terms. She legally changed her. No, there is no she. He's still a he. Which is why I still call him Bruce. Now, if he wanted to legally change his name to, I don't know, Bob, I'd probably call him Bob then. But he's trying to be something that he's not. And I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not going to fan the flames of it. Well, that's just being disrespectful. No, it's not being disrespectful. Would you call him Bruce to his face? Yeah, I would. Because that's who he still is. You don't get to choose that kind of stuff in your life. But anyway, the Whoopi Goldberg, Judge Jeanie flap on The View. I guess it went nuclear on the air. Well, this is the first thing. It's a good thing she was there because it's the first time that Whoopi Goldberg has ever been slapped. Not physically, but it's the first time she's ever been slapped on The View by somebody who's not on The View. I mean, her and Joy Bear and a couple of others have gone at it a couple of times. I get it. And Whoopi and I don't think Whoopi and what's her face get along very well, but obviously she's no longer on The View. Rosie O'Donnell. I don't think they got along. But this is the first time that a guest has been that adamant and raised her voice to the equivalent of Whoopi Goldberg's. First time Whoopi Goldberg. Now, you got to understand, Whoopi's more upset, is just as upset or even more upset that Jeanine took her on and didn't cower, as she is about the subject matter that they were arguing about. Now, evidently, it all got started because, you know, Jeanine was defending Donald Trump, his economic policy, meaning that this is the lowest level of African-American and minority unemployment that since they've been keeping these records in over 50 years. And Whoopi, of course, now here's the new mantra. I told you this was coming, folks. I told you it was coming. Here's a new mantra right there on The View. Whoopi Goldberg says that the only reason that the unemployment is so low is because of what Obama did his last years in office. This is Obama's economy, not Trump's. And Jenny had to basically put Whoopi in her place and say, you got to be some sort of idiot, basically is what she said, because Whoopi is an idiot. There's nobody in their right mind that honestly believes that this is due to Barack Obama. Nothing that Barack Obama has done, that unless it was passed by legislature, which isn't a whole hell of a lot of it, because a lot of it was done by a stroke of a pen in his executive orders. Whatever he did by executive order, any policy statement or system that he had in place has been pretty much eliminated. The tax cuts are really what fueled this current economy. That has nothing to do with Obama. They removed another big tax burden from people's lives. It's called being forced to buy something that they don't want or can't afford in health, called health insurance. That's also not an, you can't do that. Don't do it. I'm telling you, it's going to be bad. And it's not. So this has nothing to do with, this is the exact opposite of Obama's policies. And this is what Jenny and Whoopi, I guess, is what set them off. Because, and it's just, it's so, well, yeah, it is stupid. It is stupid on Whoopi's part for even saying that, trying to give credit. Because remember these, now remember, folks, these people kept saying, all of a sudden, it's kind of interesting how this is Obama's economy. When these people kept saying, like Nancy Pelosi and everybody in Congress on the Democrat side kept saying that these policies that Trump was about to implement was going to destroy the recovery. We don't have an economic recovery, but they kept telling us it was going to destroy the economic recovery. Everybody remember this? I remember. You know, why do you think they voted against it? Not a single Democrat Democrat voted for the tax cuts. Remember that? These are just crumbs. These tax cuts are crumbs. Anybody remember the crumbs? It's all crumbs. You had even Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behr on The View was disparaging the tax cuts and Trump's economic policy. Now, a year and a half later, they see how well all this stuff is working under Trump, and now they're going to change their narrative and say, oh, well, this is Barack Obama's economy anyway. It's because of him that we got to... No, it's not. You people were fighting against this kind of stuff just a year and a half ago. You were trying to make sure, you know, a year ago you were making sure that everybody understood that you didn't like the potential tax cuts that Trump wanted because, oh, this is going to destroy Barack Obama's economy. Well, yeah, that was the whole plan, by the way, because Barack Obama's economy wasn't working. So all of y'all were out there trying to vote against it, trying to get other people to vote against it, trying to disparage it. This isn't going to work. This is bad. This is going back to, you know, trickle-down economic. Funny how trickle-down economics is working now, and you're trying to take credit for, trying to give Barack Obama credit for this. This is nothing more than, hey, Trump, the 80s call, and they want, and Reagan wants his policies back. Remember that? Remember all that stuff? I remember it. It's not hard to do. All you got to do is just go and look it up on YouTube, and you'll find it. You'll find all those wonderful leftists, including Whoopi, disparaging Trump about this whole new approach to the economy, which wasn't a new approach. It's just a simple old approach. It's always worked. You know, Reagan proved it. In modern times, Reagan proved it. And he wasn't the first one to use such policies. Hell, the policies were built upon what the very first few presidents did, you know, like George Washington and Adams and Jefferson, all those guys. Yeah, pretty much similar. Free economy, free markets. Yeah, that'll do. So now they want to give the credit to Obama. When they were out there saying that this was going to destroy them. And so of course, Janine, who's not stupid, a very accomplished, smart, bright, intelligent person, and one who doesn't take any BS. No, she doesn't care where she is. She's not going to take any BS for anybody. I bet she's been looking forward to being able to go on The View just to do. She was. I'm not saying she was planning to have a blow up like they had the other day on The View, but I'm guarantee she was ready for it. She was ready for Whoopi or Joy or anybody else on that stupid panel. Those chicks, those leftist chicks, to say something utterly stupid like Whoopi Goldberg did. She was not disappointed. I guarantee you. She was probably Janine Pirro was probably sitting in her dressing room thinking, yeah, today's the day. One of them is going to say something mega stupid, and I'm going to be able to go after them and put them in their place. And it just happened to be Whoopi. Well, I got to give credit to the others. No, Joy Behar wasn't there that day. I know she was replaced by somebody else. I don't know. But got to give credit to the other lady. They don't push the envelope on smart people. They don't. Anybody notice that? Whenever I'm watching these clips about people on The View, there's really just two antagonists. And most of the time, people do not push back. They'll push back against Joy Behar because she's, when it comes to the two of them, between her and Whoopi, who's the dumber broad? Joy is the dumber broad, actually. Whoopi's just, I don't know where the hell she gets half her crap from. She doesn't believe half of what she spouts out. Trust me, I know she doesn't. But people don't seem to push back on Whoopi as much as they do on Joy, because Joy is just an idiot. I think half the time they just, well, half the time she doesn't even know she's being pushed back against. I mean, there was an episode I just saw, you know, a clip of 50 Cent, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was on The View. I guess he was promoting his TV show. I didn't know it was in its fifth season. I've never seen the TV show, but I guess he's 50 Cent has become a very good actor. I don't know. I've never seen him in acting in anything, so I don't know. I know he's done a couple of movies, but I haven't seen him. But he's been on this program called Power, I guess. What is it? Is that a Showtime? I don't know. I don't watch it. I haven't seen it. But I think, what are they, on the fifth season? So he was on The View to promote obviously, Power, the new season. And Joy was asking him just some stupid racial stuff, and he wasn't falling for it. Now, I've heard people talk about how 50 Cent Curtis Jackson is not all that bright. He has a different type of speech pattern. He's kind of slower. Is he from the South? I don't know where he's from. But you got to hang in there and pay attention to when he talks. He's not a dumb man. Oh, no. Curtis Jackson is not a stupid man. And he knew exactly what Joy was doing. And he wasn't buying it. But he was being very pleasant, polite, and political about it, I guess. And saying just the right things, and he was saying it with a smile on his face. You know, he flashes that big grin. Now, personally, I don't think 50 Cent is all that. He's not that. There are a bunch of other rappers that are better looking than he is, but he's got a smile that will disarm anybody. And he just answered her and put her back in her place with a smile on his face, all nice. Yeah, we don't agree with that. We don't go that way. We don't think about that. We don't talk about that kind of crap because, you know, it's just crap face. That's basically what he's telling her. He says, I'll sit there and shut up and be a good girl. If you see the clip, that's basically what 50 Cent was telling Joy Behar. But this is what people do to Joy. Joy's the one that takes the brunt of this stuff because she's the dumbest one of the bunch. So I'm sure everybody was. None of the other three, usually whoever they are, they don't usually do that kind of stuff. They don't usually antagonize or push the guest. You know, they'll ask a question or two, and then that's it. But the people that seem to ask the most questions are Whoopi and Joy. And by far, it's more Joy than any. I don't know why that is. Maybe because Whoopi just gets disgusted with some people and she just doesn't want to show it, so she'll just sit there and stew in her own little juices. But evidently, she decided she wasn't going to do that because Joy Behar wasn't there, so Whoopi had to step up and say, no, this is Obama's economy. And Joy went off, and they had nuclear war on The View. And I guess that didn't stop there. Because Whoopi ended the, whenever, liberals don't like something, they just stop it. And then the interview's over. That's it. Go to commercial. And evidently backstage, they got into it again. And I know you see some of the news. Whoopi kicked Judge Jeanie out of the building. See, Whoopi doesn't own the building. She can't kick anybody out. I mean, Judge Jeanie Pirro just walked out, probably walked out herself, but I'm sure she wasn't escorted out. Of course, none of the stories say if she was escorted or not, but yeah, Whoopi just said, Whoopi kicked her out. Get the F out of the building. Why? Because you can't handle the truth, Whoopi? That must be it. I'd love to be, I'd love to be on The View just for that. Yeah, I wish you would tell me to get the F out of the building. Good luck with that. The left are some of the most verbally abusive people I have ever encountered. But I have learned a little trick. You have to be the type of person that is disarming. I've worked for bosses that used to yell at people all the time, and they would never yell at me. And I've had, coworkers say, I don't know, how do you do it? He won't yell at you because it's very simple. If you're confident in yourself and your abilities and you put across the air that you will not take that kind of crap, people will pick up on it. He knows I will not put up with his antics towards me. If the rest of you want to take his antics, you go right ahead. I won't put up with it. Well, you could get fired. I'll walk. I don't care. Doesn't matter. He would berate people. This one particular boss, he would berate them, especially the younger guys. Me? Uh-uh. Not once did he raise his voice at me. Not once. Not because I'm some sort of big, intimidating kind of person, because I'm not. But if you just give people, if people understand who they can bully and who they can't. Oh, yeah, trust me, they know. And then those people who think that they should be able to walk over somebody and they can't walk all over them because the other person won't put up with it, oh, that's when they get really ticked off. And that was Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, this is my show, my show. I can say whatever I damn well please. And Jenny's like, no, you can't say anything you damn well please, especially if it's a lie. So no, you don't get to say anything you want.
I'm still not Rod Eccles.
Still want me to get out?
This message.